Hello.
Yes, right, good peoples.
Good day.
We are back again.
Doing our do again. This is DR Taino with my co-host
co-pilot. The Love DJ.
My boy.
That's right, people. We're broadcasting to you all the way from
for our peoples.
In Okayama.
We keeps it real.
The prefecture in Japan.
Keeps
That's right.
It reels.
We keep it real. We fire from the hip.
That's right. Another hot day. We got the AC going, so we apologize if you hear a little...
It's cool. It's
not
up
an,
in here.
It's not an old lady not happy with what we're saying. It's
That's
just
right.
The AC.
It's in your bones. I wonder how that is like always. You know, when the seasons change and it's winter and you feel it in your bones before it gets cold. Oh, that's when you know you.
You know, old people used to say that. It's going to rain today. How do you know, Grandmama?
I said, you're not old. You're just a recycled teenager.
recycled
what
teenager.
What shall we talk about
Forever
today?
17.
The people in Buena Vista FM, man. We never prepare our
shows. What are we doing today?
I don't know what we... I have one.
Oh,
I,
snap. He's got that light in his eyes like...
I'm alive! And not because I'm high. It's a different kind of light. It's the light of understanding. When that light goes on, like, he look high. No. It's a different kind of light. I see the light.
Too much.
Is it the train?
Too much.
No. Get out of the way. Move. Get out of the way. Anyway, people of Buena Vista FM land. Okay, so today I want to talk about the Preparation Nation.
What? Get out.
Preparation Nation.
Prepared in what way? Like you got people that like to prepare lunch. They like to prepare their food before
the preparation. I thought about the Preparation Nation because everything that we do in life, we need to prepare for. Nothing just suddenly happens other than our shows. You know, nothing just...
We wing it. We literally wing it.
We have to prepare. The Preparation Nation is about, are we prepared for what will come? If you look at, if you know for a fact you're working till 5 o'clock tonight, preparation. Okay, I need to cook supper tonight. I need to go to the shop to get X, Y, and Z. You can't just get home, okay, and then it's like, are we eating tonight? Oh, I didn't prepare anything, which means now it changes everything. In other words, you have a business meeting coming up. You have a presentation. You're not prepared. In other words, it will end in disaster.
What?
And it seems to happen whenever we are not prepared for something, we are ill prepared. So the Preparation Nation is about that we consistently live in a way that we need to be prepared for the arrival or the inevitability of an end destination or what we need to do for time to come, whether it be in an hour from now, a half an hour from now, a day from now, a month from now. It is good to prepare. The same as with season. A classical example, if people who are grape farmers, they know, okay, you know, when it's harvest time, we first need to plant the grapes today. We're going to put the vine. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to do this
it,
and that.
Water it. Do.
In other words, the harvests are not just going to happen by accident or by chance. They need to be preparation for such a harvest. Okay? So we need to be prepared.
And you know what? On a future show, we should do something called the Farming Nation. We have to. I'm really much into farming and things of that nature.
Oh,
and there's so many different innovative ways to farm nowadays.
And that relates to life too.
That relates to life.
That relates to life. The Farming Nation.
The
there
Farming
we go.
Nation.
When
yeah.
we farm, you know, it's the same as the Preparation Nation.
Yeah.
If you think about it, what do you do?
You have
do
to.
Now?
You have to farm early so that you can survive the winter.
So
in
hindsight, I would then say the Farming Nation and the Preparation Nation
go hand in hand. Yeah.
Okay, so guess what, people in Buena Vista FM land?
Sit down. Sit your behind down. We're about to start.
We're about to put on the farming and about to put the preparation together.
One plus one equals 92.
One and one is 11. Prove me wrong.
What number is that? That's four.
So now that you mentioned about farming, let's look at, before we look at life, let's look at the examples of farming. What is the first thing you need to do?
You prepare the land.
You
make sure that it has enough It has all the ingredients it needs to, yeah, yeah. to bring
compost,
life. Yeah, yeah, compost. It, yeah,
yes, yes, yes. Compost. You need that.
Enough water.
Enough water. Yeah. You need to plant the seeds.
Yeah.
In other words, and this is very.
And about a month ago, it was like rice planting season here in Japan.
Yeah. They just start flooding the fields.
Yeah.
with water, so the
seeds. It's very nice. It's a beautiful sight. It's very beautiful.
They get these various terraces and different. Tiers of rice plantations. Quite interesting. So people at Buena Vista FM Land, we look at how we prepare the soil for the receiving of the seedlings.
The seeds, yeah.
And if we look at soil also equals to our mind.
Hmm.
How well are our mind being prepared for the reciprocation or the reception of words or seeds or something that somebody wants to tell us or what life wants to offer us.
That will bear the right fruits
that
moving
will bear
forward.
The
yeah.
right fruits. In other words, I cannot keep... I used to tell my boy all the time, yo, my man, you need to save up, man. Be like, yo, why? I live in the moment. Yeah, you punk backside. You need to live in the moment. You need to save up. Why, man? You need to save up now, you know what, for the just in case.
For a rainy day.
For a rainy day. Like, nah, fool, it ain't raining. We in summer. You know what?
We're in the dry season.
You as thick as five blocks, man. I try to help you. Put some money away. No, it's all good, man. I always have money in my pocket. Yeah, guess what? He went broke and he kept on knocking on my door. Ain't this fool? In other words, many times when it comes to giving advice to people, when we have to prepare ourselves, when are we really open to suggestions? Are we open to people
to advice and everything else,
that people wants to give us that will bear the fruit for time to come?
Hmm.
So when it comes to farming, sometimes people live within themselves so much they are not open for change. They are not open to suggestions. No, this is what I want to do. Now, if you know for a fact you're trying to plant grapes on land that is meant for oranges
or rice,
it's not going to work. In other words, every season have its fruit.
Yeah.
Every season have its vegetables. I mean, in Japan, it's a classical case in point. Every season, I'm like, say what? Where these things come from?
That was one of the biggest challenges for me,
right?
Because I'm like, coming from New York City, where you get
everything.
Fruits
any time of the year.
24/7, 365.
Where my strawberries at? I'm like, no, it's not the season. I mean, there ain't no season for strawberries. We had some last week. Well, the season changed.
Gone.
So it's a different kind of yasai or vegetable that they are planting.
Yeah.
In other words, every season bring with it a different fruit or vegetable.
And
or
a different challenge
and
as
a
well.
Different challenge.
Yeah.
In other words, in life have many seasons.
Mm.
If you meet a person, let's look at it in a realistic example when it comes to a relationship.
Mm.
Okay? When you meet somebody, you don't know how long you're going to be with that person.
Yeah.
In other words, your relationship either have a moment, an instance, a season, or a lifetime. You don't know the variables of what the season might bring when you're with this person.
Yeah.
So the question is this. Should you then prepare that you might break up with this person? What do you say, Dion?
But I feel like to a degree, you have to try to water that. You know, going back to farming, you have to try and water that relationship as best as possible.
Is that then a guarantee? Is that a recipe? Sorry to interrupt you. Is the recipe?
It's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
But you also have to remember, you have to do your part.
Ah.
So if your part is to water it, then the other person has to make sure there's enough light.
Mm.
So each person, for instance, perfect example. Let's say a random couple. If let's say she cooks, you know, it doesn't hurt you to step in and do the dishes.
You know what I mean?
Mm. She took the effort to cook. Then why not? You know, you should step up and do the dishes. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Everything has, you should all have a role to play.
Mm.
You know, if you choose to water this relationship. Now, if it's not meant to last, no matter how much water and sunlight you give it, it's not meant to last.
Mm, 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 mm.
That's the end of it. But you have to do your part, because at the end of the day, you have to walk away from it by saying, you've you know
tried
what?
Your best.
I tried my best.
And it's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
Mean, if in the relationship and you've done everything that you've could, you've got perfect soil, you've put invested your time and your effort, your love, your appreciation, your gratitude, everything in the relationship, that does not mean that you will harvest.
It's not a guarantee.
It's
yeah.
a guarantee. Nothing. We had an episode where we spoke about the matrimonial nation.
Yeah.
When you're married to somebody, there is no guarantee it will be successful.
And
you
and
don't know.
Even last year, there was a situation very close to harvest time in yeah. Japan, you know, when it came to the rice fields and the rice paddies. And, you know, I was driving around and I saw that, like I said, very close to harvest time, a typhoon came through.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
And
yeah,
a lot of the crops were damaged and destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, again, nothing guarantees it. It doesn't matter how good the soil is. It doesn't matter how much compost and how much water.
Unexpected.
That's just it. Sometimes certain things come, step into the equation,
yeah.
and they, you know, they destroy what yeah. you work so
well,
hard for.
Ideally, we should not live with a sense of
apprehension, yeah.
apprehension for what will come the disaster. Because those who anticipate the disaster to come tend to suffer its calamity twice over.
Oh yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So stop looking ahead, rather. One step at a time.
One day at a time. Yeah.
A journey of 1,000 miles start with one small step.
Very, very true. One step at a time.
So people shouldn't try to look too far into the future to determine how they will do something now. If I'm with a girl, I say, "What's up, girl?
What up? What's your name be?
Yeah, right there, baby girl. Now,
you want some chocolate?
Suddenly, I go see my sidekick, my boy. You know, he's got glaucoma in the one eye. You know, he's got a lazy eye and glaucoma. You know, he fell on his head a few months
Why
ago.
Why you gotta bring that up, man?
Nah, man.
Why you gotta bring that up?
My man said, you know, yeah, you know what? I'm a sidekick. You're a sidekick? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see into the future with my lazy eye. You know, I can see something. I read the coffee leaves. You mean the tea?
Oh, my goodness.
You mean the tea leaves?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, I said the tea. Man, fool, what you talking about, man? Yeah, yeah, I've got my clients. What clients? You got crackheads and everything. Tell me you got clients. Okay? So our boys say, you see this girl you with? I don't think it's going to last,
oh,
man.
Oh, snap.
Who says so? Yeah, I see in your future. She about to be trifling, man. She gonna cheat on you. Meanwhile, back at the farm, he knows who she is. Okay,
oh,
I don't
snap.
Know. It's not he's got a lazy eye and he can see into the future. This fool just know who she is. He's just not telling
and
me.
And what she's all about.
And then when they ask me $10, what's wrong with your ass, man? Ask me $10. That's like you got sense. I'm your boy. Okay, so now my thing is,
you hook me up.
Okay, in other words, now I know the outcome of the relationship. I know who this person is. Now it changed the way how I go about treating the person now.
Mm.
So we shouldn't also hold people's past against them.
Or even their future against them.
Now we need to learn from it. If you know for a fact the soil that you're working on is errant and there is no chance of actually recovering that soil or that soil will ever bear fruit, don't keep on planting there every season.
Yeah. Give it a break.
Give it a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Try something. If you've tried different things to try and make this soil work, okay, and it's not working, use another patch of land. And sometimes farming relates.
And try something else.
And in relationship, you can't just give up on a relationship because people tell you, you're not going to bear any crop because nobody could plant these kind of crops. Well, okay, people try to plant corn. I'm going to try something else.
Yeah.
Okay. So irrespective of what you've been through in your past in relation to farming and circumstances and experiences, you have to learn from your past experience, but give people the benefit of the doubt.
Until there's no doubt, they've lost their benefits.
Okay.
Give people the benefit of the doubt.
Give me a chance.
Until there's no doubt,
I used to
they've
play horses.
Lost
I don't play horses
all
no more.
Their benefits.
I play the lotto now. Okay, so you give everyone the benefit of the doubt. So we're talking about relationships and we're talking about how you have to give 100% in what you're doing right now because the crops and the outcome, you don't know the harvest.
You have to be committed to what you do.
Be committed
to
what you're doing.
If you do something
half-heartedly,
if you do something half-heartedly, it's going to show.
It's going to show.
It's going to show.
It's definitely going to show. You're not giving that person 100%.
And it's so interesting. I know somebody
who days?
Did not. Yeah. I'm not going to
shame.
I'm not
put
going to shame this individual.
Tell it.
Not going to do it. But this individual did not like cooking. And you could taste it in the food. So because true, when this individual cooked, it was wholeheartedly, it was half-heartedly. So it's like it was a chore. I just want to finish it. I just want to be done with it. So you could taste it in the food. Yeah. So the same thing goes for pretty much everything else. If you do things half-heartedly, if you perceive things to be as a chore, this is going to move, you know, you have it's to be mechanical. Prepared to it's, do something because of X, Y, and Z, because your survival depends on it, your relationship's survival depends on it, then do it with all your heart. Otherwise, people will notice.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much.
This is the Preparation Nation.
Preparation Nation at Buenavista FM. This is DR Taino.
And the Love DJ.
Doing our due as always. Right. Send us an email, por favor.
At Buenavista FM.
Email, por favor.
Com.
Señorita, un email. Un email para mí, señorita.
Okay. And also click on supporting us.
Yes.
Very interesting. For those of people who have seen the movie The Matrix, okay.
Oh.
No sponsorship.
One of our favorites.
Yeah. We're talking about living in the moment. And you spoke about how when somebody just made food because they had to and you could taste it. Remember that scene when they went to the Merovingian?
Yeah.
Okay. And she said, I want you to kiss me, Neo.
Oh, yeah. When he kisses her.
Yeah, like, yo.
And, you gotta kiss me like you kiss her.
Trinity was about to give her a bam. It was about to open up a can of bam.
They say put a dime on your head.
I'm like, what? And my boy Neo, like, okay. He leaned in and he kissed her. She's like, nah. Kiss me like it's her.
Like you mean it.
In other words, when his heart were in it, she could experience it.
Yeah.
So whatever we do in life, like you have said, we should not do it with apprehension.
Yeah.
We should do it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it 110%
if
you can.
110% if you have to. You know, you cannot go on the variables. Same as with a business.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot work on the variables of it might fail. No, give it the best that you have in the instance that it is. The same with a farmer. When he farms his land now, he does not know the variables of the outcome, whether the harvest,
the weather,
will be good
or something like that.
Anything.
But let me ask you something. Do you feel like, I mean, because there's so many different variables.
Do you feel
that even if you prepare to the maximum, nothing will guarantee that you will have a positive outcome?
Always expect the unexpected. Never underestimate the situation. Expect the unexpected. Because my thing is, part of being prepared means to expect the unexpected. Not to let anything catch you off guard. The problem
is
this.
With your pants down, as they say.
With your pants down and everything, like everything. Like, oh, so, damn!
Oops. Oopsie.
Oh, no. Well, catch you with your pants down and you still have your boxers on. I'm just saying.
Oopsie.
Hello. Ooh, look at you.
I see it's Monday.
Happy Friday.
Why? Because of your underwear.
So for me, it's all about preparation. We are not expecting the end. We just have to be prepared. And too many of us, when we're in a situation, we think, and we've said this on one of our earlier episodes, we have said people need to stop thinking about forever.
Yeah.
In this material, natural world that we live in, everything,
and everything is recycled. Everything is recycled.
Everything
so
has
there's
an end.
There's, yeah.
Everything has a beginning and it has an end. You know, it's not that we live on the premise that it's temporarily. It is just when something happens, expect the unexpected. That you say, you know what? You've made peace with what have happened. That it was good for the moment that it lasts. And most people, when the relationship doesn't work out, they go like, yeah, how could you do this to me? You were this and you were that. When things don't work out, when the harvest don't work out the way people want to, you can't see them for who they truly are.
You see their true colors.
You see their true colors. Okay? So even if you're a good person doing something for a bad person, it's not about them. They show themselves for who they are.
They reveal themselves, their true colors. Yeah.
And you just stay true to yourself. So for me, it is just have a sense of acceptance when it comes to failure or something that does not succeed. Firstly, in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when you're with a person, it might just last for a moment, like we've said, for an instance, or it might be just for a season.
Or a lifetime. You never know.
You must be grateful for the time that you have had with that person. But if you're going to have these rosy-colored eyes and you're going to have these dreams of grandeur, oh, it's going to be forever, you are going to be ill-prepared for circumstances that might prepare itself.
Mm.
Especially in the beginning of a relationship or while the relationship are ongoing, people tend to tell the other partner, oh, I'm going to be staying with you till the day I die, girl. You are my forever. You ain't never leaving me. You are mine. You're like, does that just sound creepy or is it just me? Okay. And I would, did you say what I think you said? In other words, when you...
Especially if he's doing it while sharpening knives.
What the heck? Oh, say, what? Is that a machete? No, it's a hunting knife. Oh, heck,
wait, what?
Yeah, we don't even live in the bush. What, you want an urban deer you want to cut with that? Okay. So it's about the preparation nation. It's about in a relationship that we give 100% of what we do right now, but that we are prepared for the inevitability of what need to come to pass.
Mentally, spiritually, and physically, yeah.
Because remember, everything predicates on free will and choice and the civil liberty of another person. In other words, nothing in the universe, nobody, you should never strip away from a person their civil liberty to love and be loved in return.
Yeah.
People should not be stopped for believing in the Creator for the way they choose to believe in the Creator.
Yeah.
And people should not be stopped for their social service and doing kindness to other
people. And I feel like to a degree that's one of the biggest, for lack of a better word, that's one of the biggest mistakes that some people make.
Yeah.
That I'm right and you're wrong. You know, how do you prepare yourself to deal with individuals who are so close-minded that they won't even have a serious conversation?
It has to do with tolerance for differences, as simple as that. Many people want to force their opinions and their ideas down others' throats instead of having acceptance for differences and having tolerance for people's opinions and how they choose to view things, because different strokes
for different folks.
Okay, so it's all about tolerance. Within that, there are 8-9 billion people on this planet, and each one are inherently different, and it's that differences that makes things absolutely unique. Because when looking at being prepared, we spoke about relationships. Let's look at a job.
Okay. Oh, did he say the J word?
You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be
Job starts with J, and J starts with joy. Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof. Get a job. Yo. Okay. So when we talk about the farming nation, we talk about the preparation nation. In order, before you go to work, there are certain things that you do.
Yeah, okay? You can't just show up with your underwear and your socks in hand.
Like, you look nasty, man. Did you like, what? You came?
I think we're going to have to refer you to the HR office.
HR.
Sorry, you cannot be engaging in that.
When it comes to a job and you have a job and you know you start at 8 o'clock sharp, working from 9 to 5, you need to start at 9, you need to prepare for arriving to work on time.
Yeah.
It's not an accident. You know I go to bed a certain time. Y'all playing PlayStation games till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You watching movies till 5 o'clock. Hey, what's wrong with you, man? Well, why are you late for work? Because last night I was partying in like it's 1969.
You see what had happened
Yo, man. So you have to prepare responsibly in order to arrive in a timely fashion for inevitability of your job. You need to be prepared for that.
And you need to be prepared for relationships, and you need to be prepared to run a household. There's so many. You have to be prepared.
Okay, so now we've touched on the aspect of a relationship. Now we're touching on the aspect of a job. You need to be prepared. If you know you're going to do a presentation tomorrow, you need to have. You couldn't go partying the whole week. You have to prepare for that presentation.
Oh, what was it that you used to say? Procrastination
is the assassination of motivation.
So you want to procrastinate and leave it for the very last minute. Habitual procrastinator.
Habitual.
It's going to be your behind.
Yeah, habitual. You can't be a habitual procrastinator. You need to put action, thoughts into action. So when you get your presentation, like, okay, you on.
You're sweating bullets.
On for what? Your presentation. What presentation?
Well, I reopened the PowerPoint for you.
Power to the people. No.
PowerPoint.
I said PowerPoint. Oh.
Nani?
Really?
Really?
Are you in remedial? What's wrong with you, man? You're supposed to do a presentation today for our clients. Yeah, that's true.
Oh my goodness.
In other words, it requires us to be prepared. You know, from the clothing that you wear before you go to work, from being prepared to pack in your lunch, knowing that time you're going to finish. Now, remember,
or having some moolah in your pocket just
many,
in case.
How many times haven't we prepared for work and then you find out something's going wrong with the transportation system?
Oh.
In Japan, there's a classical case in point.
Oh, my goodness.
In Japan, you can set your watch to what time the train arrives and the public transportation. If they say the train arrives at 9:06, it gets you at 9:05:58.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
I think if you do an online search, and this actually made the news. There was a big deal with how if for some odd reason the train is late, they'll actually give you, they'll hand out a little note at the station.
At the station.
So you can bring this into work. Listen, the reason why I'm late is because
yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's insane. Only Japan. I've only seen that in Japan.
Yeah, I'd love to see that in New York. You're late. Well, the train gets there when it gets there, my man. Period.
So now you have no say over the circumstances beyond your control. Like we've said in other episodes, over the tides of the oceans, what people say, what people do, and situations that you face, you might not have any say over it. Only how you choose to respond.
Yeah.
So you can be how prepared for work, but if the transportation is running late, you have no control over it. How many times weren't we ready, but the traffic just doesn't work with you? Okay.
Yeah.
You get to work, you get late to your appointment, to your presentation, because, sorry people, traffic jam. Or there was suddenly an accident on the road and we had to stop. Okay, there are always circumstances. So we have no control over the inevitable outcome of a situation, only the preparation we went through to get to that point of readiness. But when it comes to expectations, we have said our expectations often are our
biggest disappointments.
Our biggest and our worst disappointments. So we should be very careful to have an expectation about the end result of being prepared for something. Oh, I'm prepared for this relationship, but you know, I have an expectation. I'm going to be with you till I die. Man, guy, you want to be in this for the long haul. Yeah, that's right. Okay. In other words,
I got plans, girl. I got plans.
Aspirations are good when it comes to preparation. Preparation walks hand in hand with aspirations.
Yeah.
Preparation should not walk hand in hand with expectations, because that's going to be your worst disappointment. So when we prepare for things in life, in our job, we also need to have an aspiration that I will have a job when I walk in tomorrow, that I'm not going to go postal if they tell you, you know what, we got to let you go today.
But if
Johnny,
they do, be ready for that too.
Be ready for that too.
Because because that's the thing. They love using this line in the States. They love using the line of, the company's taking, we've decided to go in a different direction.
Into a different direction.
I mean, wait a minute. The building is still here. What do you mean you're going
in a
different direction?
The Poconos?
Sir,
where you want to go to?
You're always joking, and we're very serious today. You know, we called you into the HR office.
Oh, well, you serious? I thought you were Mr. Jameson. what you is?
You know, just the fact that you keep showing up here in your underwear is...
It doesn't work for us.
It's very disturbing.
It's very disturbing. We cannot see the scene.
You need to put some pants on. You're a grown man.
So when we expect the unexpected, okay, to have an aspiration, like the preparation nation when it comes to a job, how long do you think you will be in that job? Okay. Oh, I'm going to be here. Gone are the days when people used to commit themselves to a company.
They call it salaryman in the salary here in Japan. It's like you graduated from college and you literally work in that company for 50 years
until you retire. But because due to socioeconomical circumstances, that is no longer the situation.
Yeah.
In other words, Japan is still very much unprepared for foreigners who decide to change jobs midway.
Every now and then.
Every now and then they're like, I'm sorry, bye. Say what? They thought you're going to stick around for 40 years. No, my man, I got plans. I got better things to
do. Climb up the ladder. Corporate ladder.
In other words, sometimes the employer are ill-prepared for you having to leave. Vibrations.
with that in mind, thank you so very much for tuning in.
That's right. Listening to the Preparation Nation.
That's right. This is D.R. Taino with my co-host and co-pilot.
The Love DJ.
My boy.
Buena Vista FM, people.
Send us an email when you can, por favor.
info@buenavistafm.com. And also click.
To support
us.
Por favor.
Thank you very much. So thank you. We talk about the Preparation Nation. And we
farming.
Talk about
we're doing farming and everything and preparation. Else.
Are we prepared for the inevitable end of a certain something? Mm. When we start something, we also need to have
see it through.
An aspiration for it.
You have to see it through.
But we have to see it through. Yeah. We should not allow our expectations that might be our worst disappointments delay in how we respond and what we do right now.
What about preparation for as they say, God forbid, a natural disaster. How can you prepare for that?
You can't. Okay. Well, first, in the U.S. Midwest, okay, for all my peoples out there in the Midwest, in the U.S., I'm just saying this.
I'm talking Idaho.
I'm talking Idaho, those kind of people. I'm just saying.
Tennessee.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Bible Belt.
You got to remember, each year, you have tornadoes coming through that town. Okay, I'm just putting.
They
it
don't
there.
Come through. They pass.
They
through.
Pass.
They
through.
Just they pass through. They just
they bring
come
destruction
and
mayhem each year. Now my thing is this: if you know there's going to be a tornado like clockwork each year, why are you still rebuilding your house and living in that same spot?
I actually lived in Texas. I lived in Texas many years ago for a few months.
Picked in the heart of Texas.
I liked it. I had a lot of fun.
Got a big
stage
there.
It was difficult. it was challenging because I didn't have a car and not having
Texas,
a car is extremely difficult.
You gotta be mobile.
And if you don't know, everything is far in Texas.
That's right.
It's only an hour and a half away. Like what do you? An hour and a half?
Can I take my bicycle?
Hey, and you're driving
you're
driving 90 miles an hour, and it takes an hour and a half. Like what in the?
Are you going to the moon?
Hey, what? So it was very challenging. But I remember when I first arrived, literally the first day that I got there, about 2 or 3 days prior, they had this. I don't know if it was a hurricane or a massive storm and I saw houses just destroyed.
Destroyed.
So how do these people prepare for something like this? You know what I mean?
Storm shelters.
You create a storm shelter in your house.
For most people who do not know, in the United States, you have a basement.
Oh, yeah.
You have all the houses has got a basement.
Many
houses has got a basement. And the purpose of some people build an apartment, they create a basement apartment. But the basement, the purpose of that basement space is in case of a hurricane or a tornado, that it creates a storm shelter. So you can go below, it's below ground level, you can shut it in. But primarily back in the day of the Cold War.
Oh yeah, I remember they actually I think it was in the 50s any building that was constructed during the Cold War or the 50s they had to have a basement for in the event of
ground zero in case the atomic
a potential bomb. Of a atomic atomic strike
so from there it just perpetuated and just continued to a point of for storms so people are in the basement to make sure they're protected from these kind of storms. So the only way people can really prepare for a storm is a storm shelter.
Yeah.
And to have provisions inside of that storm shelter in case of a natural disaster.
Yeah.
That is as much preparation they can make. That is if you knowingly live in an area that is plagued by tornadoes.
Or natural storms.
Natural storms. I mean, you in New York City. Well, I've got a basement for a basement apartment. It's the purposes for a storm. Say what? Man, you in New York City, man.
Yeah.
In other words,
but you know what? Yeah. It New York gets its fair share of storms. You know, it might be every 10 years or whatever you get a major storm,
but they
come through.
They
come through.
But at the end of the day, you need to be prepared for a storm that's coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to be in preparation. If you live in a storm prone region, be prepared for it or get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Go live somewhere else.
Find the high ground. Okay. Find the high ground.
Now, that is for a storm, okay? Now, that's in the event of a disaster. We've spoken about a job. We've spoken about a relationship. now about life.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
You gonna bring it?
Oh, yes,
why are you bringing it? Why are you using the L word?
Let me say it. Why,
why the L word? Why the L word? We all got lives. Yeah. We got like cats. 5 or 10.
So my thing is this. We spoke about the being prepared. Now, since the day we were born, it was not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we die. Now, not a lot of people don't want to talk about this. People in Buena Vista, let's move a bit closer.
Because people make preparations for the next 50 years. They're not planning on dying on Tuesday.
A lot of people get arrested for making preparations for death, and I'm going to tell you why. Insurance! Oh, snap! Insurance. Now, my thing is, if you take out insurance on my backside, okay, you know something I don't. And how many times haven't the Popo arrested people?
Well, he drowned.
What? No, he drowned. Really? He's got like 5 bricks around his neck.
He was a lifeguard in high school.
His back. We found him at the bottom of a lake, and you said he just naturally drowned? And you've got an insurance policy on his backside for $2 million?
$5 million.
Say what? Okay, so when people make preparations in an event of our passing, you know, it is normal to leave behind begrets or to leave behind property or leave behind something for the family that provides for them. So that is what we call life insurance. So we prepare, we make preparations for our loved ones, for those who remain behind. In an event of our death and our passing, they will be left with something. Okay. That's how we make preparations for the inevitable. But for many people who do not have the funds or have the means to buy insurance, okay, that insurance is actually not for you.
Yeah.
It's for someone else.
Yeah.
How many times haven't you had you gone and suddenly your entire family is living la vida loca of your insurance money? Ain't that a bit?
Oh, my goodness.
I said to an insurance company once.
Destroying that mullah.
Yeah. A long time ago once. I will never forget this. This is an insurance company. They said, sir, we are preparing your will, and we are preparing the insurance in event of your
death. And
what
is it that we say about will when there's a will?
Well, there's a will, there are family. When there's a will, there are always relatives or beneficiaries. It's as simple as that. And I told this insurance company, let me ask you something, okay? How much is this policy on my backside? About $1 million.
What?
I said, okay, check it out. Can I use that million right now while I'm still here? Can I kick in? Can I go on a ski trip? Can I enjoy myself? I want to live large. Give me that million right now. He like, it's not going to happen. I said, wait. Let me get this right. You taking out $1 million in life insurance on me? So when I'm gone, somebody else can spend it.
Live la vida loca.
Yes. Oh, heck no. That was the last time I took out insurance. No, heck to the no. You know how upset the family was? We heard you canceled your life policy.
How dare you? Yeah. You're not thinking about us.
You're not thinking about us. Oh, you think about me? I'm going to be gone and I can't spend none of that money. So
but you know
what?
A lot of people do that because they want to leave their family with something. It's very challenging. It's very challenging not to in this day and age and in this world, it's very challenging to leave behind, be it children, be it loved ones, and they broke as a nail, you know, because of your passing, because you're no longer able to provide, because you're no longer able to X, Y, and Z. That is understandable, you know, and things are changing. The dynamics of this planet are changing. Very rapidly. You just never know. You truly never know. What is sad is when you see individuals actually take out. I think there was a case not so long ago of a man who took out, without her consent or knowledge, life insurance policy on his wife.
Yeah.
And then he actually murdered her.
Yeah.
He murdered her, which is very
intentions,
pathetic.
Yeah. When people put a price on a human life to what they want to
paper.
Do. That is not a good thing. So for me, when it comes to life, that's why I don't do life policies. It's not going to work like that. If you understand the socio-economical circumstances your family find themselves in, if you have $500 to pay each month towards an insurance policy, how about putting that $500 in a savings account each month?
Yeah. Towards something or someone, yeah.
Towards something. Because at the end of the day, you are paying that in an event you should pass.
Yeah.
Now you live to be, let's say, 40 years later, that money has accumulated to a point way past than what the cost you would actually earn from your passing. So it's much better for people to actually put that money away into savings by debit order or by doing it manually themselves than giving it to an insurance company. Insurance company means in case something happens to you, you're paying us.
Yeah.
In case. Well, nothing has happened to me right now. Can I get that money right now? No.
I told you that in DR, they call it el clavo. They call it the nail because back in the day, people used to hide the money in the closet. So it was always, most houses were made out of wood. Uh-huh. So they would put it inside of a, like the backside of the wood. So they'll put a nail in there. So you had all these, currencies. You had all these currencies with a hole in it somewhere. Just hiding it. Like, you got the nail. You got the el clavo somewhere, you know.
So, when you make preparations for the inevitable, you know, we are talking about not just insurance. We're talking about, to every beginning, there's an end. When we are all born and we will die at some point.
We have to be mentally prepared for the inevitable.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Because my thing is this. I don't care how much you love your partner or how much you love the person that you are with. You lay next to them and every night things get steamy and hot. I'm just saying. And woo!
We're trying to keep this G-rated, please.
Yeah, G-rated, you know.
Please.
Like, you know, you get love and everything.
Think of the lion.
Woo! Woo!
Lion and the bee.
It doesn't matter how much fun you get to have each night. I guarantee you, you wake up tomorrow morning and your partner is ice cold and they stiff and they passed away. You're gonna scream high noon, and you're gonna get popo. This, please come get this body here. He gone. Suddenly,
what happened was, Mr. Officer, Your Honor.
And the first thing is this.
Your Honor.
Joanna.
What do you mean, Your Honor?
Because my thing is, you might complain to Popo, listen, this person has passed away next to me. The first thing they're going to do is suspect you.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
We need you to come downtown.
We need to ask you a couple
of
questions.
Why are you taking my digits, where my fingerprint? This is just procedure,
sir.
They
need to make sure that there was no foul play.
Oh, but you're locked up for 2 weeks.
Why do they call it foul play? That's to do with chickens? I would like foul, guinea fowl.
It has to do with baseball and foul play.
Foul. I'm like, okay? So in other words, there's a body right next to you. When the life is no longer inside of that body, are you prepared to lose your loved one with you? How many times haven't people seen each other the morning and the evening? That person is gone because of either an accident or something that have happened that suddenly took that person away.
Yeah.
They are ill-prepared. In other words, I believe people in Buena Vista FM land, as you are prepared for your job, as you are prepared in your relationship, as you are prepared for everything else in your existence, you also have to make preparations. Should you lose a loved one next to you,
should you be the
one? How would you need to have? Because remember, it's not a matter of if, like I told you, it's a matter of when. It's an inevitability. But the problem is, people don't think about it till it's right on their doorstep. How many times do people watch the news? They hear about people's passing, either in war, in famine, in disasters, and they are so desensitized from what have happened, because it haven't happened to them. Somebody in your own
because
family.
It always happens to 10,000 kilometers away. You know, it's just so, those poor people.
Till it happens, you lose a parent or a family member, somebody very close to you, you start to feel the sting of death.
The thing is that I feel like people need to be desensitized because if they actually sat down, like, think about the following. I'm going to give you a perfect example. You know, you were born and grew up in South Africa. Mm. And I had the privilege of living in South Africa for a short period of time. There are, I think they call it the gauntlet. There's an area in South Africa where all these little baby seals need to traverse every single day to and from to get some food. Now, in between that little couple of kilometers, there's
a white shark.
Yeah, there's a bunch of white sharks. They're one of the largest concentrations of white sharks in the world. And what do you have to do? What can they do? They have to go out into the world. They have to go feed every day. Yeah. And after they feed, they have to go home to sleep every day. So
it's a risk that
they have to take.
It's a natural risk.
But they can't think about that. They just have to be aware of it. Yes. They have to be prepared. But I feel like humans as a whole, we are desensitized because we don't want to think about our mortality. We don't want to think about the fact that today we might not wake, tomorrow we might not wake up. We don't want to think about that. Or tomorrow one of our loved ones might not wake up.
But if you look at that situation as well, where you have these great white sharks who prey upon the seals who need to navigate them through this gauntlet area, the white sharks used to think they're in the top of the food chain.
Oh, snap. I remember. Oh, people they're the top dogs. They thought they were the top dogs.
People in Buena Vista, mainland. This is what happened. So scientists, the marine biologists, have discovered how come these seals are suddenly, their populations
exploding.
Are exploding? And they're like, wait, hold up. Where are the white sharks at? No racism included. Now, where are the white sharks?
Caucasians.
Let's be politically correct. The Caucasians sharks. So, like, where are the white sharks? Not white sharks. They're sharks who happen to be white.
They,
okay?
Yeah.
And gray. FYI.
Yeah. They're not completely top is
white.
Gray.
They're not albino sharks. They're just gray and white sharks. Okay? So, the sharks were gone. Won't you know, the orca killer whales were preying on the sharks.
Yeah. And it's interesting because they only eat the liver.
They only eat the liver.
They kill the sharks, but they only eat the liver. And they leave the rest to whatever.
And before you know it, they had a news bulletin on the shark early news. Like, oh, this is the shark news. Just to let you know, our cats, our people are in danger. Help us!
You got a rack back and stack.
And then they realize these sharks are being eaten by orcas and effectively being hunted by orca whales. So in other words, it changed the food chain. There's always somebody bigger and better than you.
With that in mind, thank you so much for tuning in.
Listening to The Preparation Nation on Buena Vista FM.
This is DR Taino.
That's right. And the Love DJ.
Doing our do as always.
People, please.
Send us an email, por favor.
Comments, suggestions.
S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît.
Merci.
S'il vous plaît, monsieur. Le email. Le email, s'il vous plaît.
Info at Buena Vista FM.
FM.com.
There we go, good peoples. That's right. And please click on support us.
Por favor.
Okay. So we are preparing for the inevitability of death. We're talking about death and being prepared for everything else in life. Okay. In other words, we have to learn to understand, accept
and embrace
and comprehend that we are mortal beings. At some point in time, we too will die.
Our time will be up.
Unfortunately, if you are privileged to have lived a full life, you will die at the ripe old age. But unfortunately, due to the disparity of circumstances, socioeconomical crime and all kind of things,
the barbarity of behavior,
the negligence of existence of people, how they drive and what they do, cause the shortened lifespan of people and also unforeseen diseases. That is something that
an accident could happen
at any time of day. So we need to prepare for inevitability of death. And people in Buena Vista FM land, you need to have that conversation now with your loved ones and people that you know, that you need to live with a sense of acceptance and understanding that death is not a punishment. It's the natural evolutionary process for beings that are mortal on this planet. It's as simple as
plain
that.
And simple, yeah.
Plain as simple. And when we talk about the inevitability of death, like a ship do not set sail without knowing its end destination.
Yeah.
So no, you don't get in your car and not know where you're driving to. You don't get
just put
in the
gas
train.
And let's go.
Let's go.
Well,
just wing
come
it.
On. Turn the AC on. It's hot.
You get into a taxi, you know for sure where you're going. When you get up in the morning, you know for sure where you're going.
Yeah.
But now let me pose you this question. When you die, do you know where it is you're going?
Ooh.
Ooh, people in Buena Vista FM land.
See, we've always been, I don't want to say indoctrinated, but we've been coached into believing that it's one of three places. If you were gray, not white or black, if you fell within the gray area, you're gonna go into purgatory. So you're like in the limbo.
That's the understanding of of certain aspects. Yeah,
you're
of
gonna
the
end up
brain.
In you're gonna end up in purgatory. So you know you weren't quite as bad as to go down, but you're not quite as good as to go up.
Speculative aspect of what's going to happen.
Yeah. So you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Then you always have you have the white aspect where you're gonna rise, and then there's the dark. You're gonna sink.
There are different aspects and speculations about what happens after you die. Oh, but people in Buena Vista FM land, that is a topic for our next show.
Yeah.
Okay? Our next show, we will discuss what happens after you die.
Yeah. Okay?
And our own experience are our best teacher. And it actually happened to me.
Oh, snap.
Okay? So
first-hand account.
First-hand account, okay? That is what happened to me. You remember when we had the Japanese restaurant?
Yep.
And I went for a jog. And a drunk driver hit me from behind, and I died on the scene, and I'm back. So that is something I'm going to leave for next discussion, because our own experience are our best teacher.
Clinically dead for 45 minutes.
There we go. Yeah. Okay? So we're going to have that discussion in our next show when we talk about
expand.
Knowing the end destination, what truly happens after you die. And this will not be a perspective, an opinion, or what the masses are saying. This will be based on fact. That I will be very glad to share with our listeners. But that's going to be for our next show. It is just be prepared and be ready for anything. Yeah,
prepare yourself. Got to be prepared. Right. Any final thoughts?
When it comes to the preparation, Nation, for me as the Love DJ, I would say that when you prepare for something, always expect the unexpected, but never underestimate the situation. Be prepared. And everything in life that you need to be, do not just aimlessly go about your living. Be prepared for it. But also, as you prepare for the happiness and the joy and success, also prepare for the disappointment and also the inevitability of failure at the end. That way, when something happens to you, treat it for what it is, accept it for what it is and the way that it exists, and do your best to move on. Because if you're going to linger too long in the disappointment or in the disparity of mistakes and failure in the moment when things didn't work out the way it has to, you'd look at the closed door so long you cannot see another door open.
All the other ones,
always have hope. Always have hope. And how about you, DR?
For me, when it comes to being prepared, it's... I like to wing it.
Roll with the punches. We roll with the punch.
Habitual procrastinate. No. I have in the past tried to prepare for many things. What I can say is that many times when I prepared, let's just hypothetically say, I was thinking I was going to climb up a hill and I ended up having to climb Mount Everest. But you truly don't know what you're capable of until you're thrown in a situation where you have no choice but to climb that mountain.
Yeah.
So prepare yourself mentally to push yourself to the limit, but never give up and have that hope, that love, hope and faith that you will get through it. Eventually, you'll get through it. Doesn't matter how difficult it is. Aspire for the best, to be the best version of you that you can be.
All right, good people in Buena Vista FM land.
Peace and love.
In love, light, and life. We greet you and all be good outside and look after each other.
Peace and love.
And wherever you are and it's cold, keep warm. And wherever it's hot, keep cool.
Weekend is coming.
Bye.
Don't drink too much. It's too hot.
Yeah, please, people.
Peace out.
And love. Bye.